Okay, I'd like to talk to you a little about Yayin Nesach. First, I want to mention the Gemara, and then talk about a halacha l'maisa shaila, and then connect them. The Gemara in Zayin Amid Aleph says that a tinnik ben yaymei, a one-day-old goyish, a baby, does not make wine Yayin Nesach. Does not make wine Yayin Nesach. The Gemara is Akasha, and someone else says he does make wine Yayin Nesach. The Gemara says it's asur b'shtia and not b'hanah. So you have a baby that doesn't know anything about wine, touches yayin nesach, touches wine, so it's asur b'shtia and not b'hanah. This di Gemara, which everyone here probably thinks has nothing to do with halacha l'maisa, is the entire makar for our Ramah that we noyig b'zman hazeh, that we makel, that a guy who touches our wine, we only hold it's asur b'shtia, not b'hanah. The Ramah says, because the guy in Beinenu are not avdei avodah zarah, they're not into avodah zarah. So Ramah, the first Ramah, in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Kuf Lav Gimel Aleph, says that yeshayim magay v'chom yayin shalonu eino yoseh b'hanah rak b'shtia, because our guy are not into it. Why shach dahava ketinik ben yayimai? It's our goyim, our like a tinnik ben yaymei. They're not into avodah zarah. So b'meila, that's a big kula. It's a kula b'zman hazeh, that if a guy, a goyta in your house, did something with the wine, you're not allowed to do. So it's mutter b'hanoi, even though it's also b'shtia. Okay? That's a halacha. It certainly is. The wine used in Roman Catholic communion is absolutely Yayin Nesach. It's also b'hanah. What we mean to say is that the goyim among us don't walk around being menasach yayin in the house. It's not something that they do. I'm assuming it's so. They don't do it all the time. Okay? Yeah, okay. So, alright, so that's the Gemara and the Halacha. What's left hanging is lots of Svara. Either it's Yayin Nesach or it's not Yayin Nesach. Why in the world is it muta b'hanah, asa b'shtia? It's very much left hanging and very unclear what's the reason for this pshara. It sounds like a pshara, as I said, okay, we'll be machra a little bit and not a lot. And that needs a hesbah. Okay, Adkan, this is the Gemara, our halacha, and it needs an explanation. Now, I want to talk to you about Yayin Mevushel. Everyone knows one of the aleph beis of Yayin Nesach is that if the wine is cooked, you have no problem. And that's right after the Ramah, the first siman in Yayin Nesach, Kuch V'Gimel. Sif Aleph is the Ramah I told you. Sif Gimel is Yayin Mevushel Shalonu is Mutter. Mutter B'Wat? Yayin Mevushel? Mutter B'Shtia too, everyone drinks it. The Kasha that the Rishonim asks, and the Taz HaFinard asks, why is Yayin Nesach Aser? Why is Yayin Nesach Aser? Two reasons. One because of Chasnus, and one because of Avodah Zarah. So, they ask a question, why is Yayin Mevushel Mutter B'Shtia? That's good, Yayin Mevushel is Mutter B'Hanah, because of Avodah Zarah, they don't use Yayin Mevushel for Avodah Zarah. But, B'Shtia? The whole Gezeirah is out B'nai Seyem. So why is it Mutter B'Shtia? That's the Kasha. Now obviously from this Kasha, we can come back and answer why nowadays the Avodah Zarah, I asked you why, it's just a Pshara. Why is it Mutter Asa B'Shtia Mutter B'Hanah? Very good. Hanah is an Avodah Zarah Dikadin. So they're not Avodah Zarah. Shtia is a B'nai Seyem Dikadin. And everything is good. It's very geschmack in the case of Avdei Avodah Zarah today. Yayin Mevushel needs a hez. So there's a machlokes here, the Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which is really a machlokes Rishonim. The question is who the Paskin like. And this, totally in this machlokes, is the shaila of using something like Welch's grape juice with a hechsher. There are companies that make grape juice, and the reason that it's mutter is not because they have Jewish workers and they're mishkichim, but the machinery is a machine where you put grapes in on one side and you get cooked grape juice on the other side. So no guy touches it in between. So what could be wrong? It's Yayin Mevushel. Not so pashut. There's a machloikis here, the Tazer Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why is Yayim Uvashul Mutta Bishtiya? Why not Gezeris B'nai Seyem? Why don't you make it Gezeris? So the Taz learns that it's because we don't want to, it's one Gezeirah of Isser for two reasons. There's one Gezeirah, Yayin Nesach for B'nai Seyem and Avay Dezara, it's all one big Gezeirah, and we don't want to make half Gezeirahs, it's going to confuse people. So Yayin Mavushal, if it's not Shaykh Isser Anah, we'll matter it totally. That's what the Taz says. Rabbi Kiva Eger says something else. Listen to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no. Yayim Mavushal, there's no Avay Dezara. There is a Gezerah of B'nai Seyem. But, what's B'nai Seyem? That's if you drink together with a guy. The guy is wine. If a guy has Yayim Mavushal, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's also B'shtia. Gezerah B'nai Seyem applies, just not Gezerah Avay Dezara. When it's a Jew's wine, so there's no B'nai Seyem on a Jew's wine. On a Yid's wine, there's no Gezerah B'nai Seyem. So Mimela, it only is also out Avay Dezara. So by Mavushal, it's Muta. You follow? Rabbi Kibeg is learning that there were two Gezerahs chronologically. There's been one Gezerah B'nai Seyem is Shtia, one Gezerah Avay Dezara is Isser Hanah. If you look in Tosis of Chavtes on the base of Tap Tosis, he says in a few lines, he says, B'nai Seyem, they asked at Shtia, and Avay Dezara, they asked at Hanah. So it's very good if they're not over the Avay Dezara, Hanah's Mutter Shtia is still Aser. But Tzach Rabbi Kiva Eger, Yayim Mavushal is going to be Aser B'Shtia if it's a guy's wine. If it's still the guy's wine, then B'nai Seyem still applies. He's still not allowed to drink it. He's still not allowed to drink it. Memela, the whole act of Yayim Mavushal is when a guy comes to your house. You have your wine in your house. After Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's no Gezeris B'nai Seyem. There's only Gezeris out of Avaydazara. So if it's Mavushal, there's no Avaydazara and everything is Mutter. Out of Avaydazara. Oh, you mean. And the guy's not an Avaydazara. It should be Mutter. What are you saying? We're saying there are two gezeres. As B'nai Seyem is only when it's a guy's wine. As Avay Dezara, even if it's your wine. If he touches the wine. If he doesn't touch the wine, of course it's not. Yeah. Yeah, that's mutter. That's mutter. People are makbid after the shlah, not to, if they look at it, but that's not a din of the shulchan. Only it's only Avay Dezara dikadin. So I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Why Bizman Azeh, when you have the Ramaz Heter, that the guy not of the Avay Dezara Bizman Azeh? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, on a Jew's wine, there's no Issa Shtia. So I taka don't know why. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to the question. It's not just standing here today, I know the answer. My notes, every time I looked at Avay Dezara, it bothered me, this kasha. I don't know what the answer is. Why by Tinik Ben Yaimai? By Tinik Ben Yaimai, touch a Jew's wine. Why is it also Bishtia? It's very unclear. It sounds like a Pshara. You're right. No, but he's right. Tinik Ben Yaimai doesn't ask a Bishtia because he's not into Avay Dezara. Tinik Ben Yaimai is not into Avay Dezara. So it's only us B'nai Seyem. Rabbi Kivega says there's no B'nai Seyem in a Jew's wine. But you have one reason to take off one, you have one reason to take off the other, then it should be until the Fatkhila.
Yeah, but if a child does it, right? It's as if an adult is touching the woman.
The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says a Tinik Ben Yaimai.
The thing is that it's intimate, right?
A Tinik Ben Yaimai doesn't ask about
an awe. And you have to consider the wine?
Well, the Gemara says, Asa Bishtiya, so we're asking why. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Cheshbon, it shouldn't be. It is also B'shtiyah. It says in the Gemara, we don't doubt it. We're only asking, why is it that way? Sounds like some sort of pshara. I don't know. There is a tshuva in the Har Tzvi. I'm talking about stam yeinam. Yayin nesach technically means you know he was menasachet. And achinami, when I'm talking about stam yeinam. No, because most non-kosher wines the guy touched before was mevushel. Most of them are not mevushel. Why would a guy be mevushel wine? Grape juice, they're mevushel to stop it from fermenting. But otherwise not. The Hartzvi has a tshuva, and Hila Maisa Asers wine, grape juice that's made in a machine. He's talking about this case where you have a machine, and the grapes go in one end, and Yayin Mevushel comes out the other end. And the Hartzvi Asers as the Cheshbon, and tshuva Kufyot Aleph, because it's also b'shtiyah. If it's a guy's wine, it's still also b'shtiyah. According to the Taz, it will be mutter. But like Rabbi Kivegas Cheshbon, it should be also. It's something of a problem. Now, that was in the Hechsher, I assume, I'm not passing with Rabbi Kivegas. I'm not sure what the Cheshbon is.
If it's a guy's wine because Walsh owns it before you buy it,
goes wine. The Hartzvi is talking about a company. He's not talking about somebody in his house has a machine where you put grapes in one end and you get Yayin Mevushel out the other end. He's talking about companies. Bishalakum, we nemand is Bishalakum. It's true, there is such a day of. By a factory, there are mekilim on chasnas by a factory, by Bishalakum. But the sherman don't hop on that kula by itself without zerufim. We're not making on Bishalakum on a factory just that cool by itself. The Arme Kilim, that by a factory there's no B'nai Seyem, I guess that would be a Cheshbon. That would be a Cheshbon to be mad to. I hear. So let me tell you one more Kula. It's a Kula of Tinik Ben Yaimai, which is Avodah Zarah. Oh, yeah, you have the Avodah Zarah, Mutabada. Yaim Avushal is a Kula. There's a Kula that's not well known. And that's the next Siv, Siv Dalit. Says, Yayin Shema Irvin by Dvash Upilpulin, wine in which honey or spices are put, Im Nishtana Tamay Machamasan, it changes the taste, Einay Nesa B'maga Ivik V'chavim. It doesn't become Aser with a guy touching it. The Ramah says, Hu Adin, if it's only Dvash or only Pilpulin, you don't need Dvash Upilpulin. If it changes the taste, it's Mutter. That would mean that our wines that have sugar added, many wines have sugar added, or would be like Yayin Mevushel, even if it's not Mevushel, would be Mutter. In one of the Yeshurun journals, they printed B'Shem Rav Gifter, that it doesn't have to be Mevushel. Our wines, if they have the sugar added wines, that there's no Yayin Nesach by it. There's no Yayin Nesach. It's Siv Gimel is Yayin Mevushel, and Siv Dalet is they added Dvashu Pilpulim, that it's Mutter. Now, Lamaisa, in the Paiskim, we never heard of this, right? That you buy their wines that have some fruit juices added or sugar added. We never heard such a thing. Lamaisa, the Berhetiv here brings the machlaikis. If you have to add so much sugar or something else, that it changes the name of the wine. There's some wines where, because of what it's added, it's the Shtana Shemai. It gets a different name. They mentioned, the place can mention something called vermouth. Maybe. Anybody heard of it?
Maybe.
What's vermouth? What? Maybe. They mentioned it's a type of wine that has so much added to it, it has a different name. Lamaisa, what?
Sangria.
Sangria is wine with fruit juice. Okay. Lamaisa, it's a.
There's
no sugar added. The grape juice is made from grape juice. Grape juice is made from grape juice. Well, concentrates grape juice. It's not sugar in it. It just has its natural sugar.
Right.
And that's why.
The
No. Grape juice is exactly... All wine started as grape juice. There's no wine that didn't start as grape juice. Same process. It's just when you let it ferment, it turns into wine. But the initial process is the same. Lamaisa, the Chachmas Adam, and the Kitzer, Paskin, it has to be Nishtana Shemai, which is why we never heard of this Kula. The Chidon and the Ben Ishchai Paskin, you don't need Nishtana Shemai, which means I assume that our friends the Sardim would be Mekel. So if you have non-Mevushel wine that has sugar in it and the guy uses it in your house, you give it to your Sephardi neighbor, because the Sephardim hold of this Kula, and apparently the printing of Rav Gifter held of the Kula also a nice. What? You don't mean cooler, you mean cooler. C-O-O-L-E-R. O-L-E-R.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what they are. At any rate, my point to you is there is this third kula, which is of other things added, and it's a third kula. Still needs what? They don't use that. Oh, they don't use the Vimanasa, right. There'll be more. Would everybody hold of it? Yeah, I think so. Mutabishtiya, I think so. I think so. Okay, Mishkaich, everyone.